All right, guys, this is Saving Grace.
Frustrations as I even out my lows, living the life they don't call right can be so difficult. Living the life they don't call right can be so difficult.
Yeah, now that trapping is on a rage, and conscious ain't what pays. I can't stop making beats that sound just like this blaze. I'm like a runaway slave, my parents praying it's a phase. Don't tell me, just don't remind you of all the militant days. How quickly we all managed to abandon our innocent ways. Ancestors, Neanderthals in the caves. And ain't too much change, cause look at you, a brother in a cage. Wonder why the politicians answers all our questions so vague. Don't trust Democrats, Republicans, they all in cahoots. Villains disguised in designer suits. I saw the slave our whole life just to sign in them same suits. I will not compromise. But part of that came to our comprehend eyes, adopted by the drummers, cause my mama has some problems. And now I'm 24 and I got all them same problems. I've been so caught up in the act, I don't know me no more. I ain't seen my kids in 6 months, starting to irk me to my core. I don't usually rap like this. Tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you why I act like this. I know somehow, some way, someone somewhere gonna rock with this. I got so much soul, I should sign to the rock with this. Yeah, but ain't no business like show business where they bottle with souls. Diamond rings, go change, another fancy things to track your goals. You mean to tell me that it's what they all lined up for? Man, this is not what we signed up for. We are the spark that is the match. You feel the flame of desire. My, what a fire. Let it burn. With just a little heart, you miss some passion. With some practice, a little bit of patience. My brother, and wait your turn. Take a whole lot of courage just to be yourself. It take a whole lot of growing just to be yourself. It ain't about everybody else but how you see yourself. It ain't about everybody else but how you see yourself. So remember, pay your dues, my brother.
My brother.
Yeah, cause life is short and time is all you got to lose. My brother said, be smart.
Be smart.
Play your part.
Play
ain't
your
gotta be the biggest, look at you got some heart. So pay your dues, my brother.
My brother.
This life is short, time is all you got to lose. My brother said,
be smart.
Be smart. Pay your part.
Pay your
ain't gotta be the biggest, look at you got some heart.
Cause it was planned out that day when evil showed its face. But the pictures I paint tell about the strokes I made. Frustrations as I even out my lows, living the life they don't call right can't be so difficult. Living the life they don't call right can't be so difficult. The strokes that I made, baby, that'll save me in the
Wonderful. That was the Last Gasp Collective with their tune Saving Grace. They're live in the studio at WMUK. Jay Jackson on vocals and guitar is an original member of the group. Jay, would you like to tell us about the song you just played?
Yeah, probably one of the longest standing songs that we've done, even before there were instruments, when we were literally just singing over instrumentals. This was one of the songs we did. It was co-written by my brother Drew. Andrew Mabita, basically, like I said, same way. I made a beat on the computer. He liked it. He was like, oh, I got these words for it. It was planned out the day when evil showed its face. And then we recorded that and then kind of ran with it. I ended up writing a verse to it. We ended up recording some more instrumentation over it as the band progressed. Jordan came in, so we did end up putting cello on it and bass and keyboards. And yeah, and we've liked it ever since. It's never lost its appeal, so we keep performing it.
Well, I wanted to start with some background first and origin story. So maybe if Jade'd like to start out, because it seems like you're the longest standing member of the band.
The longest standing member, the longest original member, I guess you could say. Origins. It started basically as me and my brother, Andrew Mabita. He's a singer. And me and him would basically just do a lot of closet music, FL Studio, making beats, and he would sing over it. And then that just evolved into, hey, we really want to take this outside of the closet, beyond SoundCloud. We want to actually take this to a stage and present it live. And so that was when we really started reaching out to people. We went to actually a local outlet for Argonauts, The Mix, right at... it's Put Up or Shut Up, basically. It's an open mic where they give a bunch of local opportunities to people to come in there and just put their local art on display. It's a list. Basically, they fit as many people on there before the bars close, and then they kick you out. And so we would look forward to every Tuesday being able to go there and take our little closet music and perform it in front of people. So then we started meeting people like Ashley. We started meeting people like Jordan Hamilton, our cellist, Nick Baxter, our aux percussionist. And we were like, hey, man, we can just put something together. And that's kind of how we came across the collective, because that's kind of what the open mic seemed like to us, was a collective of a lot of talented people who maybe didn't have the means to get it out there in the way they wanted to. So we figured we'd bring everyone together and figure out a way to make the means to do so. And it turned into this band. And here we are a couple years later. We picked up people along the way. Some people have gone to different endeavors along the way, but we're still here, I guess.
This was in Kalamazoo where the group started?
Yeah,
is that
right? Yep, right here in Kalamazoo. Yep. I'm not from Kalamazoo. I'm from Cassopolis, Michigan, a small town outside of Cassopolis. I went to college in Fort Wayne, and then when I kind of relocated back here, because everyone finds their way back home, Kalamazoo was the largest town, metropolitan area to where I'm from. Rather than living out in the sticks, it gets expensive. No Walmart's close. So, yeah.
Maybe I'll direct the next question towards Joel and... how did you get to know Jay and Ashley?
I actually went to high school with Ashley before either of us ever knew about Last Gasp here at KC, Kalamazoo Central. Go Giants. Let's see. And I had seen Last Gasp performing around town a lot. They were one of my favorite bands in town. So I knew who they were and I knew the members. I knew a few members just from community. But I had been working with Jordan Hamilton and John Boyd on another project, MNO Pop Orchestra. And so I was really close with Jordan. And when the former bassist Joe was no longer able to play bass, Jordan asked me to do it. And I was honored to jump on board.
Wonderful. And Ashley, how did you get to know and meet the band?
Well, I met the band at a place called The Mix. It's an open mic spot every Tuesday night, and I would see them perform, and I would always be like, who are these people? I hadn't seen them perform anywhere else at the time. And over that period of time, we would improv on stage together, and then it went from that to Jay reaching out to me last year in May, asking me if I would want to be a vocalist in the band. And from then on, it's been history. I love it.
Great. So with these larger groups and larger collectives, there's a lot that's going on, right? You have lots of different influences, and it's really evident in your music. You all draw from lots of different inspirations and influences. Could you speak on that?
That's kind of what our appeal is. I think that's why we really, really embrace the collective atmosphere, because we figured we could benefit from everyone's backgrounds. Everybody has a different background, a unique thing that brought them into music, a unique thing that keeps them doing the music. So we wanted to combine all of our reasons for doing this. And like you said, it's very evident in the sound that it's turned into. It's very inclusive of many different genres, many different styles. So yeah, I think that's kind of what keeps us going and what keeps us relevant and not sounding like the next guys, because we can kind of, we don't have any mold per se, because who knows how Joel's going to be feeling one day, who knows how I'm going to be feeling vocally one day, and it just turns into something completely different, something that we can't really put a name on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And then does the songwriting process have that same collaborative?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the songwriting process honestly has not changed much from when it first started, being just a closet, a group of friends trying to make beats on FL Studio. Like, I promise you, it has not evolved too much from that. So as simple as a couple of us getting together, say Ashley just comes over to my house and we will literally pull up Fruity Loops and start making a loop. And that loop one day will evolve into a full song. We like what we come up with. And like, okay, let's show Jordan. Let's show Joel. Let's show Terrence. Terrence will come lay drums on it. Whatever he sees fit, whatever sound he's like, okay, this will sound good on here. Same thing with Jordan, same thing with the rest of the crew. And then by the time it's all done, everyone throwing their little paint on the canvas, it's a masterpiece by the end, or at least we hope it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely just following the feeling of what we think would sound good, throwing it on there, and everybody just throwing their little 2 cents in. Yeah.
Sounds like a very organic and very open process.
Very, very, very organic. There's no set formula to it at all. Yeah. I think it would kill the creative vibe we have if we were to try to put a formula to it. Just keep doing what we think sounds good, and it'll probably sound good.
It's unusual to hear hip-hop and all these funk grooves and R&B vibes all intertwined together. It's really a beautiful thing to hear. And can you talk about the process of how you group those styles together and how that works? Jay, if you could start.
For me, it's like taking the best of every world. Like, when I listen to rock and roll, there's really specific things that I enjoy about it. And then there's a lot of things I do not like about it. But so I will take the aspect of the rock and roll that I really enjoy. And then there's aspects of jazz, traditional jazz, that I really enjoy. And there's things I just hate. It just bores me sometimes. So I take the portion of it that I really like, the melodies, the sophisticated harmonies that jazz provides. And basically, like I said, I just mesh them together. So hip hop, I love the grooves. I love the beat and I love the lyricism. So we take that. With jazz, we love the chords. We take that. Funk, obviously, the bass grooves. We take that. Rock and roll, the lead lines. And then classic R&B, obviously, just the smooth, soulful lyrics and delivery. We take that. So it's like we just kind of snatched a little bit of everything we liked. I guess you could say we stole it and then put it into our little pot of gumbo.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And it certainly works. It's evident.
Thanks. Thank you.
Another thing that I've noticed is through the lyrics and the power of the spoken word, and you're able to have this through line of, you know, justifying living the life you want to lead, regardless of what anyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly evident in Saving Grace. Ashley, maybe you can talk to us about the lyrics of that tune and what they mean to you.
Yes. Well, for me, it's definitely very personal. I didn't have anything to do with the writing process of this song, but it's very relatable. As the words say, it was planned out that day when evil showed its face. For me, that means personally my confidence. I've struggled with not feeling certain about my stage presence, and I'm trying to overcome that. The other part of the song, thoughts without ceilings, think more clearly, I implore. Child with no feelings, trying to be more emotional. Feeling complacent, releasing frustrations as I even out my lows. Living the life they don't call right can't be so difficult. For me, that means people who question what you're doing or tell you, hey, maybe you should have a plan B because music is not guaranteed. And that is something that really irritates me, because everyone is so moved by music that they should be behind it. Everyone loves music. So why is it that people have a pessimistic approach about trying to obtain that lifestyle to be a musician who gets, you know, a good living off of that? And that's what the song means for me, just overcoming the obstacles and overcoming the doubts and concerns that people have and just going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like you're really dealing with being vulnerable up there. And as a vocalist, you're featured a lot and you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I've auditioned for American Idol. I've auditioned for BET's Sunday Best, and I've gotten denied. I have auditioned for parts in choirs and have been told that my voice was not gospel enough or not soulful enough. And you just have to find where you fit in. And with this project, with everything that we do, I feel like I fit in. And it's not about trying to sound like someone else. It's just about feeling comfortable with how you sound and how you do and how you perform. And I've come to terms with that.
Wonderful. Ashley, if you could tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, if you sang in school and choir or in church.
Yes. Well, I was raised here in Kalamazoo, but I was born in Detroit. I'm very proud of my Detroit roots because I have relatives who have worked for Motown. That is actually my influence, is Motown, like all of Motown. Yeah. I love Diana Ross. I love The Temptations. My music background here in Kalamazoo, Kalamazoo Central, choir, of course. I've also done events for KVCC. I've sang at their sporting events. I've sang at sporting events here at Western. And I mean, I've done background vocals for other people, but yeah, this feels like home for me.
Great.
With the band.
So Joel, if we could move to you, and if you could tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started on the bass.
Yeah, the first instrument that I really started pursuing was electric bass, studying with Anders Dahlberg, actually. And he was a great teacher, yeah. That was in high school, and I just got really fell in love with the instrument and played it a lot. Played in a rock band in high school. And then lived in New York City for a number of years and studied a lot of different stuff there. Spent a lot of time studying jazz. Not quite a jazz musician, but I learned a lot of theory and a lot of stuff about it, so it definitely influences my playing. But I've always loved, I mean, Motown is great. I've always loved Motown. Parliament Funkadelic is, you know, the pinnacle. And I love D'Angelo. He's just the master of grooves. So I'm always, and a lot of folks here at Western really dig D'Angelo. A lot of people everywhere really. So yeah, I try to incorporate everything into my playing, but always definitely keep it focused around the groove.
So if you're ready to play again, maybe you could play us the song Small Town, which you can find on your new album. This is the Last Gasp Collective live in the studio at WMUK. The new album is called Agape, and it's available now at lastgasp.bandcamp.com.
Everything. Oh, 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 oh. work, I'll be the last leaving. It's really time to decompress. Spent my childhood in a church and still not sure what I believe in. That's something I hate for my father to hear me confess. Only finished 2 years of school cause I had two kids. Got fired from 2 years cause bosses were jerks. I quit like four jobs cause I was trying to chase a career. Won't be the first to bomb out the Apollo and make it to Madison Square. Flying where I should make my big move to. Power to the people that just want something they can glue to. Don't lose yourself in the details. Spend your life selling they retail. The cream gon' rise.
I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. I've been seeing everything I'm supposed to see. Word to the wise, I'm the woman I'm supposed to be. The cream gon' rise. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. I've been seeing everything I'm supposed to see. Word to the wise, I'm the woman I'm supposed to be. The cream gon' rise. I've been doing everything.
Okay, and we're back with the Last Gasp Collective. We just heard Small Town. That was a song off of your new album. And Jay, it seems like a biographical tale, and there's a lot going on there. Could you talk to us about the lyrics and what's going on?
Oh, yeah. The lyrics basically came because No Name Gypsy is a female rapper from Chicago, and I think she released like one of the best albums last year of all albums, any genre. And so what I took from that album was she put herself in a very, very out there position. You know what I mean? She allowed herself to tell things that you would normally keep secret. So I was like, I gravitated to it for that reason, because she was so vulnerable. And I was like, I would like to kind of do the same thing for my listener on a song. So some of the things that I keep inside, I was like, I'm going to blatantly say them out loud, things that I would never say out loud. And that's kind of where that verse came from. I start by basically, first to work and I'll be the last leaving. It's really time to decompress. That was me confessing that I feel like no one in the band gives as much effort as me, and everyone needs to step up.
Honesty is good.
And then time to decompress. Spent my childhood in a church and still not sure what I believe in. That's something I'd hate for my father to hear me confess. I was raised very religious, like God, church, and the Bible were the number one thing from the time I was born until I was probably 18 and moved out of the house. And to this day, it's very true that I can't pinpoint what I believe in, and I can't try to convince anyone else of that because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. And that's something I truly believe. I would never tell my dad. Like, I could never sit down and look at my dad in the eye and tell him I don't believe in God. So that was something I confessed in the song as well. I talk about I only finished 2 years of school because I had two kids, got fired from two gigs because the bosses were jerks. I quit like three jobs because I was trying to chase a career. Won't be the first to bomb out the Apollo and make it to Madison Square. And that is what it is. I was in college with big aspirations, and I had two children during that process, and I became a family man for a while, and the aspirations kind of changed to music rather than what it was at that time. And That's and then won't be the first to bomb out the Apollo, make it to Madison Square. That's just acknowledging that I made a mistake. I messed up. Not that my kids are a mistake, but at that time I did make a mistake and I messed up. But that doesn't disqualify me for success. That doesn't mean I can't bounce back and be even greater than maybe I would have been if I hadn't made that mistake. So yeah, this verse is definitely just me kind of putting myself in a vulnerable position so that someone out there can relate to that. And maybe they don't have to say it out loud now because it's already been said for them. And they just can kind of listen to that and live off of that rather than having to put themselves out there because yeah. I did it already.
Well, it seems it must be very cathartic for you because you have all these deep-seated emotions and things that you don't want to put out there. And
I didn't, but it feels good every time I say it now. It feels really good saying it now. Mm-hmm. It's like once you confess to someone or put a secret out, it's like a sigh of relief, a big weight off your shoulder.
And music, you know, has served a purpose and a way, a vehicle for you to express all those feelings.
Yep, 100%. Music is that vehicle. There is no other way to express as far as I'm concerned right now. It's just the best way I can do that.
Great. Yeah. Maybe, Ashley, if you wanted to kind of echo some of those points and just talk about the role that music has played in your life.
Yeah, well, for me, music has always been a second language. I've been singing since I could talk. I don't know how to read music yet. However, whenever I sing, it's a feeling. It's how I express things that I can't normally express out through regular conversation. It's always been a therapy for me. Sometimes I have a hard time speaking up, and I know that has to do with some of my own insecurities. And whenever I'm able to sing, I feel like my insecurities kind of melt away. And it started out, honestly, songwriting for me started out by writing in my journal. I journal a lot or write in my diary. And from that, it turned into poetry. And then from poetry came songs.
So the next tune up is Surgeon General. And again, kind of continuing with the theme of all these biographical stories and staying true to your path no matter what and trying to justify what you do. Is that evident in this tune as well?
Very much so. I think all the songs are going to be they're all based off real life. Every song that's written is probably based off, even probably for Ashley too, I would say for all of us, like how we're feeling at that moment or that day, that song is going to become that. And so when I wrote that song, I was feeling about how I'd been, well, what I had been doing was being perceived as a mistake, or people were perceiving it as a mistake. And maybe some family wasn't as supportive of it as maybe I would have liked them to be. So this was my my vent about that.
Well, you can hear the angst in your voice. The lyric, my family is ashamed of the path that I'm on.
Yeah, I can tell my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. I say, it's tough for me to ask strangers to play my songs when I can tell my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. If my family's not into my music, it's difficult for me to ask this person that's never seen me before in their life and has no reason to like my music. If my family doesn't like it, then why would this person like it? And that's kind of the emotion I was trying to express. But overcoming that and still doing it regardless.
Well, let's listen for those themes, and we're going to listen now to Surgeon General live here at WMUK.
Thank you. said I done tripped, stumbled, fallen a few times. I always managed to say the wrong things at the wrong times. My poems get sweaty around pretty women. I say my prayers every day, somehow I'm still sinning. I was on Twitter all today trying to get me some mentions. Been waiting on this moment for a minute, man, I'm itching. Sometimes I struggle to ask strangers to play my songs, and I can tell them my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. And I can tell my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. And I can tell my own. Don't be ashamed of the path you on, the wrath of a rapper. Just go live your life and watch out for them guns that might clap you. You think I'm preaching no pastor, sometimes you miss it in passing. If you work hard, then you can get it, just all for the passion. Please don't confuse this, just with the music we live in. Join the movement, been waiting my whole life for this moment, that I won't lose it, no stranger to hard work, but family and God first. Been sinning my whole life, gotta change before I hit the dirt. Please listen, matter of fact, pay attention. If you want it, just get it, the hustler's ambition. This life is crazy, all real, nothing fugazi. Treat your first like it's your last. Don't shoot for the stars, homie, but shoot to try to go past them. All that struggling and stumbling, that's a sign you gon' make it. Problems you gon' be faced with, just brush them off and keep pacing. One thing at the wrong time, like you standing in a long line. But the path we on, homie, was made by your design. Cause I done tripped, stumbled, fallen a few times. I always managed to say the wrong things at the wrong times. My palms get sweaty around pretty women. I say my prayers every day, somehow I'm still sinning. I was on Twitter all today trying to get me some mentions. Been waiting on this moment for a minute, man, I'm itching. Sometimes I struggle to ask strangers to play my songs, when I can tell them my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. And I can tell my own family's ashamed of the path I'm on. And I can tell my own. So now we all blessed with life, boils down to how you choose to live it. And my ambitions, aspirations, dreams, and visions seem so vivid. As I stick and move like Cassius, a wise man said that cash is the root to all evil. I recently had to cut off a few people. When you aspire to acquire every desire, keep hopping out the frying pan, falling back into the fire. Broke is the joke, Richard Pryor. Them 9 to 5's on hire, they know you got priors. And all that dirt you did in your past, catching up, trying to pay the pipe piper. I'm young, black, bold, and bitter. Blinded by actions, insist upon bearing all that they business on Twitter. My vice sees verse, I filled out my voice, I'll be perfect. Don't make no bones about it. Had a few master plans to the path was rerouted. Allow me to take this time to testify. A few burnt bridges I love to rectify. A man ain't a man unless his family feasts. So when it's all said and done, at least I can say I said my piece. Capiche, capiche, capiche. Cause I done tripped, stumbled, fallen a few times. I always managed to say the wrong things at the wrong times. My palms get sweaty around pretty women, and I say my prayers every day. Somehow I'm still sinning. I was on Twitter all today trying to get me some mentions. Been waiting on this moment for a minute, man, I'm itching. Sometimes I struggle to ask strangers to play my songs, when I can tell my whole family's ashamed of the path I'm on. Yeah, man, I can tell my whole family's ashamed of the path I'm on. Hey, yeah. I can tell my whole family's ashamed.
That was the tune Surgeon General, played live in WMUK's Takeda studio by the Last Gasp Collective, featuring Jay Jackson on vocals and guitar, Ashley Hicks on vocals, Jordan Hamilton on cello, Xavier Bonner on saxophone and flute, John Boyd on keyboards, Joel Pixley-Fink on bass, Terrence Smith on drums, and Nicholas Baxter on percussion. It takes a long time to list everyone. You have an 8-piece group?
Yeah, 8 pieces.
So you've got all this going on stage, mm-hmm. and all these different sounds and styles happening. I had the opportunity to see you guys live, and the energy that you guys bring, it doesn't seem forced at all. Just how a live show works for you. What's it like to see you guys in person? And
what do you think, Ashley?
Well, for me, personally, it's like a party. All of our live shows have so much energy because right before the show, we kind of hype each other up. Beer helps and wine helps, you know, and everyone's in a good mood. Everyone is excited. And it feels like a party. It really does. You see the people so close up front on the stage and you see the expressions on their faces. You see them dancing. And on top of that, this is Kalamazoo. We know a lot of people. A lot of our fans are our friends or our coworkers. So seeing those familiar faces and the people that support you and them giving you high fives while you're on the stage or you see them lip singing along with you, that helps with the energy. It just feels like a party, like a basement show.
Yeah, it just kind of snowballs. Jay, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, man, I'm glad you enjoyed it. A lot of it was probably made up right on the spot, I assure you. We probably had a general idea of what songs we were going to play and a general idea of how those songs go. And then once we're up there, we kind of just play off the crowd, play off of each other, and try to perform, try to have as much of a good time as we can personally, but give that to them as well. Allow for them to have a good time as well. Terrence mentioned our drummer. He was just talking about how it just happens on the fly and you never know where it's going to come from. One of our songs, our single actually, we played a couple songs ago, Small Town. The end of that song was not planned to be like that. That kind of just happened by accident in a rehearsal. We were supposed to be coming to the end of the song and stop playing. And we just kept playing, messing around, Joel playing bass. And then Terrence picked up some beat. We were like, oh, yeah, keep doing that. We're going to run with that. Ashley throws on the Figaros. And there you know, we have another section to the song. So things like that are what you can expect to happen at a show. We might create a whole new song at a show right in front of you. That happens.
So, Jay, could you tell us about your songwriting process and how you go about things?
I try to devote specific time to writing because I play guitar also. So I try to practice as much guitar as I can. And then I try to literally, I'll take myself away from anything that can distract me. So no instruments, no piano, nothing that I can start where I can get off on a tangent. So I'll take myself maybe to my car, put my headphones on, where I just have a CD player and my notebook and force myself to write. And my writing process isn't that difficult as long as I keep myself focused on the task at hand and not get distracted in something else. I just tell my story. I tell how I'm feeling, tell what I'm thinking. That is 100% my process. I just recount the day. Think of the stuff that was cool that happened in the day and try to say it in a poetic way.
So you start with the lyrics or do you have an idea for...
Oh, there's always music. I know everyone writes different, but me, I have to have music. I cannot write, just write. The music is what inspires me. The music is what, where I start hearing melodies and different rhythmic patterns. The music definitely allows me to write. Yeah. So it's always, typically I make a simple instrumental and then I'll put a bunch of them on my phone and then I'll go somewhere where I can't get distracted and just write, listening to them. Yeah.
And so can you freestyle composing rhythms or rhymes off the top of your head?
Freestyle rapper? I can, but I don't like to. It's something that it's an art. It is like there's amazing piano players, accomplished pianists. There is amazing freestylers that look at it like it is a craft that you have to hone. So I would never claim to be able to do that. But yeah, it's a little bit different.
So your new album is called Agape. What was the reason behind the title?
The word itself, agape, is Greek for love. And I feel that that's the reason why we put it out on Valentine's Day. And a lot of the songs on the album reflect that word and its meaning. Mm. The love that we have for what we do and the love that was put into it obviously shows when you listen to it.
Yeah. That also kind of echoes the spirit of the collective and combining with all these different people and getting together, put something together that you all care about.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, again, the album is online. The website is lastgaspcollective.com. As far as social media is concerned, you can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and here's the full 8-piece band recorded live in WMUK's Takeda studio with their song entitled Boom.
Always
patterns. I'm unique like they ain't never seen me. I see the power in the music with the message. I'm a student. I can only teach you how to do me. I daydreamed, I lived a fantasy, a very happy fantasy. There's nothing else but silky smooth who's me. Yes, from up above, I feel blessed and loved. Low key on the plug, it's doing me.
Treasure to me, 90 lashes for 90 years. Teach y'all to ever try to be free. I heard the pastor from my childhood church just got sent upstate. Kinda crazy to think. At least now him and Byron can relate. Now I know my lineage full of kings. They try to convince us it was heathens. I want my eulogy read by Morgan Freeman. From on top of the Sears Tower screaming freedom. Bear it all like eating and jump. It's cool to follow, just be careful who's leading. I know my time is very limited. We was once so innocent, you was once so interested, yeah. I know my time is very limited. We was once so innocent. You was once so interested. Yeah.
East 94 to Detroit, I'm on it every day. Play my music real loud and smoking every day. Only gonna be here one night. Let's make it every day. I'm headed to Kalamazoo. Yeah. I'm headed to Kalamazoo. I don't sleep or follow patterns. I'm unique like they ain't never seen me. I see the power in the music with the message. I'm a student. I can only teach you how to do me. I daydreamed, I lived a fantasy, a very happy fantasy. There's nothing else that silky smooths me. Gifts from up above, I feel blessed and loved. Low key on the plug, it's doing me.